Thank you much indeed, Ms. Hochwald, and good morning to you all. Perhaps a little bit of a change. I would like to begin the summit with a word of thanks, especially to Philip Henderson and to Mr. Robin Bowles over the back there. If you'd seen the hall yesterday at about 2 o'clock, you would have thought no way would we be ready for a feast. But their efforts have really resulted in something. They have the computer up the back there running now, not quite fully, but it is running, and they really have worked, and the teamwork exhibited by these two men is something that we can all look to as an example of the sort of teamwork that that will be coming to us in the not too distant future. Also, I'd like to thank Mr. Bowles for the effort that he and his wife have put into making this feast possible to come here, and for the guidance that he's given to his people, to God's people, throughout the past year. Without that, I think that, you know, many of us probably would have, well, certainly been very doubtful as to where we would be now. But we have been led by teamwork. And it is a team effort which has put this whole feast site together this year. From about 2 o'clock yesterday through till 7 o'clock, the people working here, they just did a little bit. Nobody told them what to do, as far as I know. We just came here and did what was necessary. And as a team, in the not too distant future, we are going to be God's people working as a team under Jesus Christ, in a world which is going to be somewhat different. In a world which is going to be different, it's going to be a world which is going to be full of rejoicing. And we are here for these 8 days to picture the kind of rejoicing that is going to be extant in the world to come. So today, I want to do my best to encourage us all to rejoice, because this is the kind of life that we will lead for all eternity. And this is the kind of life which will be necessary during particularly the opening part of the millennial rule, because people are going to be traumatized by what they have been through. And then spirit beings who are going to be there to rejoice with them, to help them to rejoice, is going to be one of the things which is going to lift up their spirits and to help them through the opening of the millennium. I'd like you to turn with me, please, to Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 12. I know this is talking about the time when Joshua is leading the people of Israel into the promised land. But we are going to be led into a promised land, and the promised land is going to be one where Jesus Christ and his government are going to be ruling this earth. And in Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verses 11 and 12, we'll just read these. It's when Joshua led the people of Israel into the promised land, but as the promised land which is far, far superior to anything that this earth has ever offered so far. Then there shall be a place which the Eternal your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall you bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes, your heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow unto the Eternal. And you shall rejoice before the Eternal your God, you and your sons and your daughters and your men servants and your maidservants and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he hath no part in inheritance with you. It's not just us individually rejoicing. It is our whole household. And it is going to be a household of many, many thousands rejoicing with God in a time when Jesus Christ will be ruling on this earth. Not just for 8 days, but a whole 1,000 years. And it is something to which we can all look forward to. It's something which we can think of each other not just as somebody who is far away. We're gathered together here. Get together, get to know each other, and rejoice with each other. Last night, Mr. Bowles was talking about this being a temporary situation. It is a temporary situation. I'd like to just add one word to that. With the news of the world that is going around, I think it's probably a very temporary situation. And we can look forward to these days being fulfilled in reality in a very, very short time. That is my hope, that is my prayer, that we do not have to go through too much more of this that we're going through now. So we look forward to the world to come, a time of great happiness, a time of great rejoicing. And in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 39 to 41, which Mr. Bowles reused last night, we find that we are commanded to rejoice. It is a time of great rejoicing, a time of happiness, a time when we really do get to know each other, a time when we really have real happiness, real joy, each and every one of us. We're working together, as we saw yesterday, as part of a team. And the team is going to be a happy team, a team working together with no holds barred. We're just going to be there, one group of people, going ahead, knowing what the plan is, knowing where we're going, because it is all laid out for us by the Eternal. And in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 39 to 41, we read the following. Also, in the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Eternal 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, that is today, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath, the last great day. And you shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Eternal your God 7 days. And you shall keep it a feast unto the Eternal 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. And we are here celebrating it in the seventh month. And we are here to rejoice, truly rejoice, because the time when these days will be fulfilled is not very far away. It is just ahead. It's just on the horizon. And they say it is darkest just before the dawn. But, I mean, we can see the dawn beginning in our mind's eye. We know what is coming. We know it is not going to be far away. And turning into the New Testament, into 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, we have just a couple of words which the Apostle Paul wrote. I don't know quite what this was referring to, whether he was referring to the feast or not, but these two words are words for now. They're words for us in these 8 days. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16, he said, rejoice evermore. He's rejoicing evermore in these 8 days, and it will be a reflection of what is to come in the world tomorrow. There is a time to come. It's going to be a time of great rejoicing. When we leave these 8 days, let us hope that we have rejoiced fully, that we have these 8 days to rejoice with friends. Let's make sure that we make our introductions to those that we have not seen for a while and those that we have not met before. Let us introduce ourselves to each other. Let us be friendly. Let us be outgoing and really and truly rejoice, because that is what the feast is about. It says, rejoice before the Eternal. Rejoice evermore. And I leave you with that thought. This is a time of real, true rejoicing.